Gold Circle Films. Playtone. Early morning, and sleet falls on a dark city illuminated by countless blue glowing lights. Gold Circle Films presents, in association with Home Box Office and MPH Entertainment, a Playtone picture. The slushy rain pelts down onto a car, which comes to a halt at some traffic lights. Chicago, 5 a.m. Inside the car, a young, plain-looking woman wearing thick glasses and earmuffs stares blankly out of the windscreen. The older man, who's driving, looks round at her, and as she yawns, he shakes his head with disappointment.
You better get married soon. You're starting to look old.
My dad's been saying that to me since I was 15. Because nice Greek girls are supposed to do three things in life. Marry Greek boys, make Greek babies, and feed everyone until the day we die.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. The young woman, Tula, and her father, Gus, get out of the car and run from the rain into a restaurant called Dancing Zorbas. Inside, Tula hangs up her father's coat before removing her earmuffs. Nia Vardalos, John Corbett, Lainey Kazan, Michael Constantine. Tula opens the blinds and gazes out at the gloomy morning.
When I was growing up, I knew I was different. The other girls were blonde and delicate, and I was a swarthy six-year-old with sideburns. I so badly wanted to be like the popular girls, all sitting together, talking, eating their Wonder Bread sandwiches.
What's that? It's moussaka. Moose caca?
And while the pretty girls got to go to Brownies, I had to go to Greek school.
Ο Νίκος έχει ένα κατσίκι. Ο Νίκος...
At Greek school, I learned valuable lessons like, if Nick has one goat and Maria has nine, how soon will they marry?
Ο Νίκος έχει ένα κατσίκι.
My mom was always cooking foods filled with warmth and wisdom, and never forgetting that side dish of steaming hot guilt.
Nico, don't play with the food. When I was your age, we didn't have food.
Huh?
What?
Why do I have to go to Greek school?
When you get married, don't you want to be able to write your mother-in-law a letter? Nico, come on, eat.
We lived in a normal middle-class Chicago neighborhood of tasteful, modest homes. Our house, however, was modeled after the Parthenon, complete with Corinthian columns and guarded by statues of the gods. In case the neighbors had any doubts about our heritage, they could just check out our subtle tribute to the Greek flag. My dad believed in only two things, that Greeks should educate non-Greeks about being Greek, and that any ailment, from psoriasis to poison ivy, could be cured with Windex. 6 years later, I was 12, Athena, my older perfect sister, was 15, and my brother Nick was 11. Every morning, my dad would lecture us on the history of our people, the great civilization, the Greeks.
Okay, now, name three things the Greeks did first.
Astronomy, philosophy, and democracy.
Bravo, very good. Now, give me a word.
Any word, and I show you how the root of that word is Greek. Okay? How about arachnophobia? Arachna, that comes from the Greek word for spider. And phobia is mean fear. So fear of spider, there you go.
Okay, Mr. Portocollis, how about the word kimono?
Kimono. Kimono, kimono, kimono. Of course, kimono is come from the Greek word chimona, is mean winter. So, what do you wear in the winter time to stay warm? A robe. You see, robe, kimono, there you go.
Gus pulls up outside the girls' school.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Portocollis.
He rolls down his window.
Tula! You should be proud to be Greek.
A couple more years went by, and my dad brought his mother over from Greece to live with us, because we weren't weird enough.
Listen up, ugly Turk. You're not kidnapping me.
He tries to hug her, but she swipes at him.
Geta! Where is she?
Mama,
going?
Please! The Greeks and the Turks friends now!
We told my grandma the war was over, but she still slept with a knife under her pillow.
In the garden, the old woman tries to get away from them.
Nico, be careful! She has a very mean punch!
While the neighbors gather in the garden and laugh at the old woman, Tula looks mortified.
Look out!
Nice Greek girls who don't find a husband work in the family restaurant. So here I am, day after day, year after year, 30, and way past my expiration date.
Chula, you closed last night, you're opening this morning?
I have no life.
Ah, Chula, you talk to me sometime, eh?
Ma, you're gonna make me swallow my tongue.
Tula, is Nikki here?
What's up there?
No, my Nikki. She was supposed to come over to curl my hands. Nick, did you check the meat before you signed for it?
Yeah, checked it.
It better be fresh.
My brother has two jobs, to cook and to marry a Greek virgin.
Vula, have something to eat before you go to work.
No.
If nagging was an Olympic sport, my Aunt Vula would have a gold medal.
Taki, you couldn't wait for me?
Sorry.
Don't sorry me. Oh, look at this. Rash. Somebody gave me the mati.
Put some Windex.
Oh, Gus, please.
Vula, this works. Last night, my toe was as big as my face.
So why you not wait for me?
Gus, he wants to talk.
Anyway. I tell her, I will send her to Greece to find somebody.
Is she not too old?
They all turn to look at Tula.
She's okay.
In Greece? Don't tell anyone how she is.
Nah.
She won't go.
She won't go?
It's like she don't want to get married.
Don't.
My sister married young and became a Greek baby breeding machine.
Just a quick coffee. I have to drop the boys off at hockey and then I gotta get to the jewel. Red? Pantyhose are on for 99 cents. Oh, and then the priest is coming to bless the new house, so I have to make the bless. Can you believe it? I'm out of honey. Put that back for me.
Angelo!
Shut up, Nikki.
My cousins have two volumes, Loud and Louder.
Your big-ass girlfriend. Thanks, Tula.
Sure.
Hey, Tula. We're not that late.
Oh, Angelo.
Hi, everybody.
Nikki, how come you no come to curl my hairs this morning?
Ma, I had to drop Vimo at work. And now I gotta go open the travel agency because, you know, some jag-off and his big-ass girlfriend are too busy.
Ma, tell her I open up the dry cleaners every day and I think it's about time she did something for a change.
Excuse me? Do you know who's at the dry cleaner this
morning? Always at the beauty
My parlor. Husband is at the
always
dry cleaner.
Always with your nails and your hair and everything.
Don't talk about my hair. You are so lazy. You and your big-ass girlfriend do
did
nothing.
Did somebody sit on your hair? I mean, it looks a little flat there.
Angelo, bite me.
Scuzzy, be a lady.
Ma.
Oh, Angelo.
Oh, hi there, come on, boys. Let's go.
Athena, when did you come?
Bye, Ma. Bye, Ma.
What, you're going?
I'm going to the Jewel. Listen, I'll get you some pantyhose.
No queen size. They make me look fat.
No more fun and games.
Athena knocks some menus onto the floor.
Who put the menus there? Tula, what's this? Tula, what is this?
I don't know.
Mama!
Well, Aza, come on. Now, don't forget, I need the place.
And the pastizzo for the papa. You told me, Athena, go. My God.
Okay.
Athena, go. Okay. All right,
all
right, we're gonna go. Bye.
I'm gonna drive.
You're driving me crazy. Let's go. Come on.
Don't run. When they've gone, Tula picks up the brochure that Athena had thrown into the bin and pockets it.
To me, she look okay.
Okay? What okay? No okay.
She's not okay. Look, Athena's married with three children.
And I'll get married, Pops. I promise.
You have plenty of time, Nico.
And always have Tula to run the restaurant.
Oh, it's true. Tula will never leave you.
Tula's overheard them. Outside, in an alley at the back of the restaurant, Tula hugs herself and paces back and forth. The icy breeze whips through her hair, and thawing piles of snow have gathered along the fence. Sniffing back tears, she sits on a crate and pulls the leaflet from her pocket. At first, she crumples it up, but moments later, she unfolds it, ripping it slightly.
I wish I had a different life. I wish I was braver and prettier or just happy. But it's useless to dream because nothing ever changes.
Suddenly, she notices a good-looking man in his 30s walk into the restaurant and look around the tables for sign of a familiar face. Tula's face lights up as she watches him join his friend.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Mom.
Good, yeah?
No, good.
Cool place.
Yeah, it's adorable. You missed a hell of a party the other night. Oh, look at that. That could have been you with that arm around her.
You set me up with her already.
Nancy?
Hanson's picnic.
No, that was Pamela. This is Nancy.
He studies the photo.
They look the same.
Well, maybe. So, you want me to set you up?
They're all the same, Mike.
The good-looking man, Ian, looks up to discover that Tula is standing next to their table, seemingly transfixed by him.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. My brain stopped. You know, you ever have one of those days? It's like, going along and then, stop. Yeah, here I am standing here, your own private Greek statue.
Looking embarrassed, she heads off.
Could I get some more coffee, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
She only pours coffee into Ian's cup.
Wait a minute, I just got here.
I know, I got a class, though.
Hey, I love the spice on these potatoes. What is that?
Like I care. Come on, let's go. Giving a pop quiz, and I can't wait to hear the groans.
Man, you're tough. I'm going to test on Hamlet, but I give fair warning.
As Ian puts on his gloves and heads for the door, Tula ducks down behind the counter as if to hide. Mike appears in front of her to pay, and she remains crouching behind the till.
Hi.
Keep the change.
She seems thoughtful as they leave.
You like these pops? For the new menu?
Where do you get that?
I drew it there.
As Tula comes down the stairs to the office, Gus keeps his attention on his bookkeeping. Nick picks up his hand-drawn menu and heads off looking dejected.
Dad, I've been going through our inventory, and I've noticed that we've been doing a lot of unnecessary ordering. So I've been thinking that maybe we should update our system. Like, we could get a computer. I don't know if you remember, but I got all A's in computers. But there's a lot of new stuff to learn now, so if you want, I could go to college and take a few courses.
She puts the leaflet down in front of him.
Why you want to leave me?
I'm not leaving you. Don't you want me to do something with my life?
Oh, yes. Get married. Make babies. You look so old. Bah.
He marches up the stairs. Tula takes a seat at the desk and begins to sob. Then her mother comes over to comfort her.
Tula, I know what you want. You have, how you say, you have a spirit. Huh? You want to see things. You want to learn.
I know, you're from my side, huh? Come on. Don't you worry. I'm going to talk to him.
My dad is so stubborn. What he says goes. You know, the man is the head of the house.
Let me tell you something, Tula. The man is the head, but the woman is the neck, and she can turn the head any way she wants. Hmm? Oh, my baby. No, cry. Don't cry. Come on.
And what is wrong with Tula going to school downtown?
It's drugs downtown.
What are you saying? Are you saying that Tula will get involved with drugs?
No, but somebody will say to her, take this bag down to the bus depot, and she'll do it.
She is not stupid. She's smart.
I know she's smart, so what for she needs more school? She's smart enough for a girl.
Oh, you think you're smarter than me, huh?
No, I mean, you know...
What? What do you mean? I run the restaurant. I cook. I clean. I wash for you. And I raise 3 kids. And I teach Sunday school. You know? It's lucky for me I have you to tie my shoes.
Maria.
Maria takes Tula's hand on the landing, then saunters down the stairs. Tula looks amazed. Tula's coming out of Harry S. Truman College. A banner reading registration is hanging over the door. At home, she tentatively applies some blusher. In class, she raises her hand. At home, with her hair in curlers, she attempts to put in some contact lenses. She tilts her head while balancing the tiny lens on her finger, then blinks a few times. One of the lenses gets stuck to her finger, so she throws it away. When she finally gets one in, she mimes the word ow. At college, with curly hair and makeup, she walks through the canteen past a table of blonde girls. She joins them. She happily bites into her sandwich. In her bedroom, she checks her reflection. She's wearing a pink dress and cardigan, and as she adjusts it, her awkwardness seems to evaporate. At college, whilst studying a notice board, Tula's attention is drawn to a poster advertising a seminar on computers and tourism. She plucks the poster from the notice board and folds it up.
What are you talking about?
What? About my butt.
I don't like my butt cocky like you.
Oh, okay, don't. Listen, I'm not going to pretend that the traveler is something that I've always wanted to do, Matt. Like, I'm not going to pretend that, but what I'm saying is that it's different.
Now, you know I've been learning about computers, right? Well, there's this course. It's a seminar. It's all about computers and tourism, and there are all the latest applications and programs, and I could apply it here, Thea. And your business would double, like it would triple, and you could be with Theo more, and you could take a vacation. Like, I could book it for you. But, Thea, would you hire me?
Vula thinks about it.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Well, mine.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We must let Costa think this was his idea.
All right, I know.
That he came up with.
All right,
now he's going to figure
don't
it out.
Don't you worry.
All right, okay. I know what to do.
You don't know what to do. You talk, talk, talk all
do
the time.
Do you want my
yes,
help?
Yes, I want your
tell
help.
Me what to say. But don't tell me what to say.
Perfect.
That's
so, Vula, how is business?
Oh, woe to me. Business is bad.
What's the matter? What's happened? You need money?
No, no, no. What she means is that with the two businesses, she suffers.
She suffers?
She suffers. She has to be at the travel agency alone all day because everybody else needs to be working at the big dry cleaning store.
That's right. I make Taki go to the dry cleaner store, and now I have no time with him.
So? Send Angelo or Nikki to the travel agency, you'll be with Taki at the dry cleaner.
Tula arrives with the coffee pot.
That would be good.
That would be no good.
No good?
No good. No good. Because neither Angelo or Nikki know how to use the computer.
And that's why that no work.
No work.
Computer.
Gus thinks about it.
Ah! I have your answer. Tula. We'll go to the travel agency, and you send Nikki here to work us.
Oh, I can't believe that. Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful.
You see, a man?
Yes. Oh, yes. You're so smart. Gus. Gus. Oh, Gus.
Tula's at the travel agency.
Hello, Mrs. Christakis. Thanks for holding. Okay, your request flew up confirmed, so it is now PNR'd. Okay, hold again, please. Hi, British Airways. Hi. I'm going to need a hard tick on that one. Yeah. Reading Alpha, Bravo, Foxtrot, Charlie. Roger. Copy that. Hi, Mrs. Christakis. Your tickets are now in the mail under Doreen Christakis. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ian stops outside the window eating a snack and notices Tula as she puts down her headset with a gleeful smile. She deftly slides her chair over to a shelf and sets down a file. Then she bounds over to the water cooler and suddenly notices Ian watching her. He gives a friendly smile, but she looks back at him with a troubled, doubtful expression. As someone asks Ian for the time, Tula backs against the wall and slides down behind the water cooler. Ian looks for her but can't see her, so moves on. Tula peers nervously over the water cooler and comes out of hiding. She goes over to the shop window and looks outside, an expression of yearning etched into her face. Tula's watching TV with her mother and father. Gus gets up to answer the door.
Did you lose this?
See how many
bloodthirsty Turks.
Mrs. White, you find my mama again. You know, she come from Greece, the country I come from.
For God's sake, I know. Listen, keep your mother off my lawn, out of my basement, and away from my roof.
Mrs. White, come on. Give me a word, any word, and I show you that the root of that word is Greek. Look, everybody, look who's back again.
Hiya, Yaya.
Sit down, Yaya. Very good. Tula, there are two kinds of people, Greeks and everybody else who wish they was Greek.
Okay, yes, we know.
What's the matter with that?
Tula's at work, headset on, typing at her computer. Ian ambles past the shop window and glances at her. Tula sees him, but Ian walks casually by, pretending not to notice. He saunters back into view, smiling sheepishly, and gives her a timid wave. Tula chuckles bashfully, and Ian's delighted at her reaction.
Hi, Mount Olympus Travel Agency, may I help you? Well, sure, that's what we do.
Ian bumps into an old lady who hits him with her bag.
Absolutely. Oh, right.
Ian peers through the window, clutching his nose.
Sure. Well, what you can do is you can book it now. I could reserve the seat for you. Be with you in a second. That would be no problem. All right, just call me back when you're ready to book. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ian's come in. Gazing at him with a smile, Tula rises slowly to her feet.
Did you want to see some brochures?
Her headset snaps her head back, pulling her onto the floor.
Found him.
Oh, what is the no. Hey, look at this.
No.
And then whoosh. You were gone. I thought you fainted.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was swept off my feet by your very cool opening line of hi.
Oh.
They're sitting on the floor behind her desk.
So Tula.
Ian Miller.
Tula Porky Pocket?
Porticollis.
Okay, Tula.
All right then.
She looks at her hands awkwardly. He glances at her, then looks away.
So is that a biker fight or a nose job?
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
You don't want to know.
I don't know about that. If I survived an old lady ass kicking, I think I'd brag about it.
Oh. Hey, Jesus. Ouch. You want to have dinner with me?
Yeah.
Actually, I wasn't in education first. I was pre-law. My dad's a lawyer, and my grandfather's a lawyer, and just wasn't for me, so picked a new major.
And the parents weren't too pleased, you know?
Yeah. I think it takes a pretty strong person to do that.
Well, you know everything about me then. I'm a pretty strong vegetarian teacher. Over at Lincoln Park, and I don't know anything about you, except you're Greek. Hey, would you like to go have Greek food?
Oh, that's okay.
No, listen, I know this really great place. You probably know it, Zorba's something. Anyway, I'd like to take you there if you'd like to go.
I don't want to go there.
What do you mean, why not?
Tula looks uneasy.
That place? Dancing Zorba's.
Dancing Zorba's.
My family owns that restaurant.
Really?
She nods, glancing at him nervously. A look of dawning recognition settles on Ian's face.
I remember you. You're that waitress.
Seating hostess, actually.
I remember you.
I was kind of going through a phase up till now, and I was Frump Girl.
I don't remember Frump Girl, but I remember you. Okay, no Greek. Italian, tomorrow night? Where are you going?
Tula's wearing an evening dress.
I'm taking a pottery class.
The Greeks invented pottery.
Now, Tula's sitting in a plush, candlelit restaurant with Ian.
Didn't have a taste for it. I like poetry. So it's just me all alone. Up in the mountains in this cottage with my parents.
Well, don't all your cousins go up too?
No. I only have two cousins. They live in Wisconsin.
You only have two cousins?
Yeah. How many do you have?
More than two.
Well, who else? And you have brothers and sisters? What are your parents like? What?
Well.
Okay. Christmas. What do you do for Christmas with your family?
My mom makes roast lamb.
Ooh, with mint jelly?
Yeah.
And?
She seems lost for words.
I'm Greek, right?
Right.
So what happens is, my dad and my uncles, they fight over who gets to eat the lamb brain. And then my Aunt Vula forks the eyeball and chases me around with it, trying to get me to eat it, because it's going to make me smart. So you have two cousins. I have 27 first cousins. Just 27 first cousins alone. And my whole family is big and loud, and everybody's in each other's lives and business all the time. Like, you never just have a minute alone just to think, because we're always together, just eating, eating, eating. The only other people we know are Greeks, because Greeks marry Greeks, to breed more Greeks, to be loud-breeding Greek eaters.
Wow.
I'm serious. No one in my family has ever gone out with a non-Greek before. No one. And you're just, you know, wonderful. But I just don't see how this is gonna work out. So.
Work out? What's to work out? We're not a different species. Yes, we come from different backgrounds. And hey, here's some news about my love at this point, and it's boring. That I met you and you're interesting and you're beautiful and fun and you got a weird family. Who doesn't? You know? I just want to spend some time with you. I just want to spend a little time with you.
Did you say I'm beautiful?
He looks at her tenderly, then leans closer and gently kisses her on the lips. She closes her eyes, melting at the touch of his lips. He withdraws, gently caressing her neck. He kisses her again. They're standing on a bridge, overlooking the sleeping yachts and the gently rippling water. A family of ducks swim by.
Which is yours?
This is good, actually. Could you stop?
Sure.
Right here is good. Just stop.
Okay.
Yes.
Ian parks his car, then gives Tula a lingering look. He leans over, and they share another tentative kiss. Slowly, they withdraw.
Good night.
Good night.
Tula gets out of the car. She walks along the street towards her house. The next evening, they're sharing another, more passionate kiss in the car. Tula draws back.
Good night.
Good night.
She gets out of the car. Another night and another passionate kiss on the front seat of the car.
No, no, no. Don't go.
She kisses him again, and he runs his fingers through her hair. Tula pulls away.
Don't go.
She gets out of the car, leaving Ian looking somewhat deflated. Wearing a red dress, Tula walks unsteadily towards her house. Ian grasps his steering wheel. Tula's prancing around the house, holding a bunch of flowers.
And I can make a man out of you, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N.
Happy again today, Tula, huh?
Yeah.
Now, every time I see you, you have a great big smile. Hey, Nico, where'd you go?
Nowhere.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Who did you see?
No one.
Wait a minute, Nico, I put them in your room. Tula, your class, how is your class?
My pottery class?
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Good, good.
At the travel agency, Ian has his arms around Tula and is nuzzling her neck. She turns to face him and kisses him on the lips.
What is going on? Mr. Pottery Class, nice to meet you.
E, this is my cousin Nikki.
Oh, hello. It's nice to finally meet a member of Tula's family.
Yeah, well.
She looks him up and down.
I'm the least of your worries. Listen, the family knows. Last night, Vicky Pavlopoulos saw you sucking the lips off his head in the Denny's parking lot. Well, she told her ma, who told my ma, who told your ma. Let me put it this way, you're busted.
Sneak around all over Chicago, but you never come here to ask me, can you date my daughter?
Well, I'm sorry, but I ask you if I can date your daughter. Sir, she's 30 years old.
I am the head of this house.
Okay. May I please date your daughter?
No!
Ian walks into the kitchen where Tula is sitting with her mother.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
Standing in the kitchen doorway, Gus reluctantly steps aside so that Ian can pass, then glares at his daughter.
Didn't I say? It's a mistake to educate women. But nobody listened to me. Now we have a boyfriend in the house. Is he nice, Greek boy? Oh, oh no, no Greek. No Greek, a Xeno. A Xeno with the big, long hairs on top of his head.
Costa.
Oh!
I'm sorry I lied to you.
Maria looks at Tula with a thoughtful expression.
Okay, Tula. Maybe you are having a little romance. Hmm? But end it now.
I love him.
Oh, Tula, eat something.
Tula's laying the table with plates. She offers an extra plate to Maria.
Your father has a friend for dinner.
Tula looks bemused. During dinner, a man with a moustache mops his balding head with a napkin. Tula smiles sheepishly at Nick while the man blows his nose on the napkin. Tula and Ian pull up outside an apartment block.
What's this? Where are we?
My apartment. You want to go up?
She smiles, but then turns and looks ahead thoughtfully. Together, Ian and Tula enter Ian's building and head upstairs to his apartment. He leads her by the hand as they traipse up the stairs. Now, inside the apartment, he turns on a lamp. Tula leaps into his arms and starts to unbutton his shirt before pushing him onto the sofa. Around the dinner table, Tula looks unimpressed by a man eating next to her. She looks over at Nick, who shakes his head. Another suitor delicately strokes his moustache with his little finger. The next one licks his spoon salaciously. Tula gets up and walks out in disgust. Ian's car parks up outside a large red brick townhouse.
Don't worry, they're gonna love you.
An elegant dining room.
Tula, now that's not a name you hear every day. Does it mean anything in your language?
Well, my Greek name, Fortula, means light of God.
Oh. Who would like a coffee?
So you're Greek, man. What's your last name?
Portokalos.
In Greek, it means orange.
Like an orange that you eat. Like the one with the peel, not the color. Peel.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really Greek.
Rodney, didn't you once have a Greek receptionist?
No, Harriet, she was, just a minute.
Oh, no, she was Armenian. Is Armenia close to Greece?
Not exactly.
What was she?
Who?
My secretary, for heaven's sake.
Everyone like cheesecake?
Mm. Guatemalan.
Oh, that's right, dear. She was Guatemalan.
Yep.
Ian's lying face down on his bed, his feet resting on the pillows. He's resting his chin on Tula's midriff as she lies on her back, stroking his face. They smile at each other.
I love you.
I love you.
He buries his face for a moment before looking up and sighing.
I don't know how to say this. Will you marry me? Because now you can have this.
He opens a jewelry box and she covers her gleeful face. He takes the ring out of its box and places it on her finger. He clasps her face in his hands and kisses her passionately. Gus is in his pajamas, sitting in an armchair looking thoroughly depressed. Maria comes in and looks at him, shaking her head with her hands on her hips. She flicks on a couple of lights, then turns on the lamp next to Gus's chair.
Enough. Enough! What? Don't you walk away from me. Sit down.
He sits on the sofa and she perches next to him.
Costa, they love each other. It's done.
How can she do this to me?
Oh, she didn't do this to you or to me.
They fell in love. It happens.
Is he a good boy? I don't know. Is he from a good family? I don't know. Is he respectful? I don't know. I don't know because nobody talked to me about nothing no more. A respectful boy would come here and ask for my permission. My daughter engaged to a Xeno. I always think she's gonna be married in the Greek Orthodox Church. Why is he doing this to me?
Tula's on the porch, staring into space.
And leaves space. Sometimes that space is so big that the roof can't support itself, so it collapses.
Tula smiles from the classroom door.
Excuse me. Try not to be too loud.
Ian steps out into the corridor.
Should be this joyous thing, but it won't be for them because it can't be at our church. Mm-hmm.
So let's just go somewhere. Please, let's just go. Let's just go.
Hey, I love you.
Why? Why do you love me?
Because I came alive when I met you.
But my family.
You're a part of your family. And I'll do anything. Whatever it takes to get them to accept me. Because you're my life now. You're my whole life now. We're not going to skulk off and get married as if we're ashamed of ourselves. Okay?
Did you say skulk?
Let's just skulk off somewhere.
Come, talk to him. Tula loves him. Do it for Tula. Come on.
Oh.
Come on. He wants to get married in the church. Go, go.
Oh, Gus reluctantly goes over to Ian and looks him over, whilst Tula, Maria and Nick look on anxiously.
You're going to be baptized tomorrow, huh?
Ian nods.
Is your lucky day to be baptized in the Greek Orthodox Church. Nikki gonna be your godmother.
Nikki's asking her cleavage.
You know, the word baptism come from the Greek word vatisia. That where we dip the baby in a beautiful little silver basin.
Wearing only his underwear, Ian's being baptized in a paddling pool. Nikki rubs Ian's body with oil, and the priest lowers him into the shallow water.
Baptizeται ο δούλος του Θεού Ιωάννης, εις το όνομα του Πατρός.
His head is dunked under. Gus looks on uncomfortably. Ian wipes water from his eyes, but is dunked under again. Nick to Tula.
It's not so bad, huh?
Are you kidding? Any minute now, he's gonna look at me and go, right, you're so not worth this.
Yes, you are.
Tula smiles. Ian's getting dressed. Tula walks over to him with a beaming smile and runs her hands through his hair.
Oh, you're all oily.
I'm Greek now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ian and Tula are in Zorba's.
So for
for Happy Easter, we say Christos Anesti. And then the other person says back, Alitos Anesti. So if you want to say Happy Easter, you go Christos Anesti. So try it.
Cheese straw Anesti.
It's good.
Gus is behind the counter.
Hey, Dad.
They tap their red eggs.
Mr. Portcullis, cheese straw Anesti.
When my people were writing philosophy, your people were still swinging from trees.
Likes you.
Sally, I told you to watch the boys.
Athena, awesome. They'd be fun with the video games.
Nah, you turn their brains to mush.
I can't do anything right. Ian, if you're going to be in this family, I get you some earplugs. Because the Portocarlos women, if they're not nagging somebody, they die.
Oh, you're in so much trouble when I tell my sister.
Tell me what?
You're engaged.
You're engaged. We never think it could happen for you. No. Never.
Never.
Kaki, didn't we say that?
We never think this day will come. Never.
Never. And it came. Oh.
Is this him?
Yes, yeah, sorry, everyone. This is Ian. Ian!
Tula's shoved to one side as the family deluge Ian with pats on the back and kisses. He's dragged over to the freshly served buffet. Maria and Athena greet the family as they serve up the food. Some of the men clap and laugh as Nikki dances. Ian waves at Tula from across the restaurant. Nick goes over to talk to Ian.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, hey, you like that dance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jenny has something she wants to ask.
No, she does.
Shut up.
What, Jenny? Just ask me.
Does he have any brothers?
No, he's an only child.
You know, I gotta tell you, I've never seen my sister so happy. If you hurt her, I'll kill you and make it look like an accident. Hey, Ian, Jesus, look at your face. It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Good one.
No, the good one is I got a gun. Yeah, I got a gun, and I swear, I'll jam it right up your... Ian, I got you again. I got you again, Ian.
Here, eat some rice.
I don't want to hear... I'm good, Dan, I'm good.
You know what I'm going to... I could slap you like a chicken.
Come on, lighten up. Lighten up. I'll lighten you. I'll lighten you when I take out your kidneys.
Oh,
hey. One more time, Ian. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, Ian, we're going to kill you.
Opa!
Nick pats Ian reassuringly and gives him a cheeky wink before leaping onto the dance floor.
Opa!
As the others dance, Ian starts to feel the music. Tula rushes over to him.
Ian, Aunt Vula, let me touch your hair.
Tabula?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, okay. When you come to my house and I cook for you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem.
What problem? I'm the best cook in the family, tell you.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
Twice.
Okay, then. It's just, yeah? Ian is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat.
He don't eat no meat?
No. He doesn't eat meat.
What do you mean he don't eat no meat? Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I make lamb. Come. 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 Dance. Okay.
Three. Vula takes to the floor.
Three. You scream.
Tula gives Ian an apologetic smile as Vula and Maria dance. Tula and Ian are sitting with his parents in an awkward silence. Tula's sipping a drink.
delicious.
We took a look at my calendar and our calendar. Set a day for the big day sometime at the end of October, mid-November.
Sometime in there, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I'll call the club and see what's open.
The club?
The North Shore Country Club. For the wedding, of course.
Oh, we're going to get married in Tula's church. Because we're not very religious, and her family is. Really is. Show them the brochure.
Oh, that. My cousin Nikki made me this. She tends to save things. This is from her prom. Like, she makes lamb and,
Well, tell them about, we got this great big hall. What's it called for the reception?
Aphrodite's Palace. It's not really a palace. She's a brochure.
Harriet and Rodney take the brochure.
That Parthenon backdrop, that's optional.
Yes, yes, Marie, we invite the Demacopoulos. We have to invite the Adamopoulos, the cousins.
Ah, Costa Xero.
Αφού το ξέρεις, γιατί μου μιλάς.
Yeah, the thing is that we just want to keep it small. It's like you'd rather go bankrupt than insult anyone from the church.
Tula, I come to this country with $8 in my pocket to make all this for you. And who knows how long I'm going to be alive.
Let me see the list.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Come on, okay. Time out, time out. No more punching Theo Nico's nads, okay?
Forty, stop hitting Theo Nico.
Forty, look at you, how big you are.
Yanni.
Too soon, too soon, too soon. Too.
Boys, come on, soccer practice. Let's go.
Is she spitting on him?
Now go on. Go outside with your father.
Yeah. It's for good luck. Keeps the devil away.
Oh.
A menu.
Where do you get that?
Well, I drew it, Dad, for the new menu. Remember?
Hmm.
Mom, hungry?
Okay, let me go. Ian, are you hungry?
No, I already ate.
Okay, I'll make you something.
Okay.
Now, Tula, we have to have tamé kasimatis.
Hey, Ian, let me help you with those.
What is wrong with tamé kasimatis?
I don't know them, okay?
Well, who cares? They're related to me.
Why are you being so weird?
I'm not being weird.
Yes, you are. You're weird when you're pregnant.
Ooh!
Gus squirts window cleaner on Ian's burnt hand.
Ian, eat.
How do you say thank you in Greek?
Ωραία φυσιά.
Ωραία φυσιά.
That's it. You got it.
Ωραία φυσιά.
Nice boobs.
Gus and Maria clout Nick around the head.
Not there.
Gus chuckles and kisses Nick on the forehead.
Hey, Tula.
Yeah?
Listen, I got the greatest connection for your invitations.
Hey. No, Nick, we're going to order our own invitations, okay? I don't want something that your cash-only connection gets us that falls off the back of a truck.
Yeah, but they come through, right?
For God's sake, Tula, let the man talk. I mean, why are you always so stubborn?
Athena,
Tula,
I'm not stubborn. I'm being nice.
Girls, I ordered the invitations 2 weeks ago.
Ma, I never saw a wedding invitation.
I go get them.
Ian raises his eyebrows expectantly. The invitations have a large Greek flag on the front.
My parents' names are Rodney and Harriet.
Rodney and Harry?
Rodney and Harry.
Rodney and Harry. Hey, Ian, I didn't notice, so I bet they won't.
Yes, it's everybody. Hiya, ya. Wait, I have got the biggest scoop. Look at the earrings I have found that match the bridesmaids' dresses. Okay, I remembered. We have a customer at the dry cleaners who's a custom jewelry designer. So I showed her the fabric.
Wait, what do these match? Not that fabric you showed me last week. You said you liked it.
I said I'd think about it.
That's just because you couldn't visualize it.
A sky blue dress.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Don't worry, you don't have to do a thing.
That's classy.
I went by the college and picked this up.
Look. I'm gonna start slowly, you know, do a couple of night courses. Yeah. I just wanted to learn more about painting and art and stuff, so.
This is so great.
Yeah, you started it. You wanted to do something else, Dula, and you did it. Hey, Dula, don't let your past dictate who you are, but let it be part of who you will become.
Nick, that is so beautiful.
Yeah. That dear Abby, she really knows what she's talking about.
Tula smiles. Nick leans over and kisses her on the cheek. With fondness, she watches her brother go.
Hello?
Hi, Ma. It's me, the guys.
Hello? All right. Ian is going to come pick me up, and then we are going to go and get his parents, and then we're going to be there in 1 hour, okay?
Good, good.
Okay. Is everything okay? What are you doing?
I peeled the potatoes.
What are you peeling potatoes for? I peeled some this morning.
I know.
But we need more.
How much are you cooking for these people?
It's a lot of people.
There's three of them.
And us.
And us makes seven.
And the family.
The family? You invited the whole family?
Of course.
Ma, I said come for a quiet dinner and meet my parents.
They might as well meet the whole family, right?
Ready, yeah.
I gotta go. Taki's here. Bye.
Tula looks horrified.
I'm coming.
A goat carcass.
Okay, honey, put it on the spit.
Tula sits looking worried in the passenger seat of Ian's car. Sitting behind them are his parents, who look as impassive as they are silent. As Ian's car pulls up outside Tula's house, Rodney and Harriet look on aghast. A veritable Greek family festival awaits them on the lawn. Gus is spit-roasting the goat amidst the throng as Tula approaches with the millers.
Welcome to my home. Over here is my brother, Ted, and his wife, Melissa, and the children, Anita, Diane, and Nick. Over here, my brother Tommy, his wife Anzi, and their children Anita, Diane, and Nick. And here, my brother George, his wife Frida, and their children Anita, Diane, and Nick. Taki, Sophie, Kari, Nikki, and I am Gus.
Gus embraces Rodney, then Harriet.
They're here? Oh, where? Excuse me.
Oh, hello. I am Maria Portocalos. And welcome to our home.
Harriet smiles nervously and hands Maria a small cake on a tray.
Thank you. What is it?
It's a bunt.
A bun?
Bunt.
Bun, bonk.
Bunt.
Bun.
Bunt.
In a cake, buddy. Oh. It's a cake! I know! Thank you very, very much. There's a hole in this cake.
These are some of my cousins.
Hey, Ian. Hey, good to see you, man. Listen, you know, I really think you should say Echo Tria Archidia. It means everyone that's come in the house. I think everybody will really like it.
Echo Tria Archidia?
Yeah, that's good. Very good. You got it.
I'm not falling for that again, Nick.
What?
Yeah, what? Angelo, how do you say everyone let's go in the house?
Echo Tria Archidia.
Everyone!
I have three testicles.
Oh, you're so much trouble!
So this is from Mykonos. Beautiful island.
See that? That's where we from. Oh. You like them? I make them.
A lamp.
Come, sit down. Go, go. Sit. Yeah. Come, go. Go now, go. The mirror, come here. Sit down.
Thank you.
Sit down. Oh, now you are family. Okay. All my life, I had a lump at the back of my neck, right here. Always a lump. Then I started the menopause, and the lump got bigger. From the hormones, it started to grow. So I go to the doctor, and he did the biopsy. And inside the lump, he found teeth and a spinal column. Yes, inside the lump was my twin.
Rodney and Harriet are horrified.
Spanish carpenter, you hungry?
Somewhat reluctantly, they take some food. Tula speaks to her aunt.
They just got here. Let them settle in.
I love it when you speak Greek.
Really?
Sexy. Having a good time? All right. Come on.
Rodney, Harry. What's up?
The Millers are encouraged to take a drink.
Thank you.
They knock back the ouzo.
It's licorice.
It's delicious. Steniasas.
Steniasas. Everybody toasts.
Opa!
Opa!
Another. You're Greek now. Don't be shy. Go. Yasas.
Yasas.
Opa!
Opa!
Rodney and Harriet drink a succession of ouzos. Soon the room is swimming in front of their eyes.
Don't worry, I'll be back.
Through their drunken haze, they can just make out Tula's grandmother shaking her fist at them.
Some meat, some Greek meat. Very good.
The Millers decline.
Coming through.
The bundt cake has a flower sticking out of it.
And now the bundt cake.
You fixed it.
I tried. You tried. We're all nice to them, you see it. And they look at us like we're from the zoo. There's no work, Maria. They're different people. So dry that family is like a piece of toast. No honey, no jam, just dry. My daughter gonna marry Ian Miller, a Xeno with a toast family.
This can happen to us. I tried to put a little marmalade.
Oh, no, they don't like
that. Listening in, Tula's despondent. Outside, her grandmother gets a soaking from the lawn sprinkler. At school, Ian's walking with Mike.
And in Tula's church, the best man's actually part of the ceremony. Uh-huh. He's got to be Greek Orthodox, so I can't ask you to be my best man, although technically you are.
Whoa, you're gonna have me be your best man?
Well, yeah.
I am touched. I had no idea you had so few friends. Well, you know, that's okay. You know, just give me a little badge that says best man or something like that. I'll be fine. Hey, no offense, but this girl's family's got you by the short ones, huh? I mean, they say jump and you pull out the trampoline. My life is shit. Okay.
Hey, Mike, Tula's got a lot of cousins. Fix you up.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
It's night and Tula's sitting on her bed.
Tula, what is wrong?
All right. Is my marriage killing Dad?
Tula, your father is your father. He just wants you to be happy.
But I am happy.
Maria takes a seat on the bed beside Tula.
Listen to me, Tula. My village saw many wars. Turkish, German. They all made a mess. And my mother, she said, we're lucky to be alive. And I thought, we're not lucky to be alive. We're not lucky when they're telling us where we should live, what we should eat. Nobody has that right. And then I see you. And I see Athena and Nico. We came here for you. So you could live. I gave you life so that you could live it.
Tula smiles as her grandmother comes into the room. She's carrying an ornate box, which she places on the bed. She gestures for Tula to come closer, and she opens it. Inside are some old black and white photographs, one of which Tula's grandmother indicates is a portrait of herself. Also in the box is a bride's headdress, a narrow band set with pretty ribbons and dried flowers. When her grandmother carefully sets the headdress on Tula's head, Tula smiles and sits up to examine herself in the mirror. She suddenly looks quite rapt at the sight of herself as a bride. Her mother and grandmother look on proudly. It's morning at the Portocarlos house. Tula's bedroom is brimming with piles of wrapped wedding gifts. A baby's cot is amongst the many presents stacked near the bed where Tula lies sleeping contentedly. Tula stirs.
Ma, the bed needs to be picked up at the airport.
The kitchen's full of female relatives.
Wait, what is that?
Nikki points to Tula's chin.
Oh my God.
Tula rushes back upstairs, followed by the horde of women.
Where did everybody go?
Tula runs to the mirror in her bedroom.
It's a mosquito bite.
It's a zit. I have cover up.
Hello, ladies. Fresh baklava.
Nick takes a photograph of the face-masked women.
Give me the camera!
Tula! Tula! Help me! Come on!
Nice mustache, Nikki.
Thank you.
Nicole, let's go.
That isn't my tux?
No, this one.
Nick, go to the airport and pick up the band.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, what's that thing?
It's a mosquito bite.
Put some Windex.
I've got the cover up.
You're all nuts.
Ella.
Why
you got another
here?
One.
Oh, you're supposed to get that's cheese into my house. Get out.
Tula's reeling under the onslaught of advice.
There she is. Tula, I want to talk to you.
Now?
This is a very special night for you. You have your duties. Stemata.
One more. Stemata. One big one. Hold on. There
it is. Tula, on my wedding night, my mother, she said to me, Greek woman, we may be lambs in the kitchen, but we are tigers in the bedroom.
Ew, please let that be the end of your speech. What is going on here? Why is anybody ready? The photographer's here.
The bridesmaids run through en masse to a room where their blue dresses are kept. Tula is ushered away by her mother.
Do you need sponging? I'm all right.
The preparations begin in earnest. The bridesmaids put on tights, whilst other members of the wedding party paint their toenails, have their hair done, and apply lipstick. Tula, now with a towel on her head, is led into a room. Her hair is set upon by a whole group of women brandishing brushes and hairdryers. Finally, Maria enters the room to much approval as she's carrying a billowing white dress. Vula shouts from one room to another.
She's ready!
The bridesmaids, now dressed, but some with curlers still in their hair, all run excitedly through to join a crush of women surrounding Tula. Slowly they part to allow her, a vision in white, to replace herself in the mirror.
I'm a snow beast.
Now in the church, an elaborate chandelier boasts dozens of candle-shaped bulbs. Below, Tula's wedding entourage begin their walk up the aisle. One side of the church is full of guests, the pews bulging with Tula's family. The other side, where the millers are sitting, numbers are much more modest. As Tula arrives on Gus's arm, the wedding party rises to their feet. Ian's parents look horrified as Tula's progress up the aisle is punctuated by a volley of spitting from the portcullis side, along with smiles. As they spit repeatedly in Tula's direction, Ian looks on delighted. He and Tula lock eyes as she approaches. Having delivered his daughter to the altar, Gus lifts Tula's veil, kisses her, and joins her hand to Ian's. Tula beams as the ceremony continues, the priest blessing first her, then Ian.
How are we supposed to know what's going on?
It's all Greek to me.
All members of Tula's family look on with great pride and affection. One of her bridesmaids raises her eyebrows at Mike, who smiles, then fidgets with his tie self-consciously. Tula leans in slightly to whisper to Ian.
Yes, he said.
What?
We take our first steps as husband and wife.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A bridesmaid picks up the train of Tula's dress, then, also accompanied by the priest and Nick, Ian and Tula step away from the altar and walk slowly around. The whole wedding party watches admiringly as the bride and groom complete their circuit and arrive back at the altar. Ian and Tula turn to each other and kiss. Tula and Ian emerge from the church, all smiles and hand in hand. A white stretched limo is waiting for them outside. The bridesmaids and guests cheer and wave from the steps as they jump in.
Are you in there?
Yes.
Don't dab. Wipe. Wipe off.
Okay. The better?
Yeah. There you go. Who did you make up, your aunts?
Mm-hmm.
Drag queens could get a few tips from those aunts.
Oh my God, it's like, look at me. I'm just covered. I'm covered.
Like a big frosted cupcake.
I know. It's like, oh. Come on, help me with the veil.
As the limo arrives at Aphrodite's palace, Ian is helping Tula off with her necklace.
Yeah, you got it.
Tula gestures towards the hotel.
Do we have to go in?
Too late to elope now. Let's go in.
Tula pulls down a mirror.
Check this out. Oh, it's going down, thank God.
What?
I woke up with this huge zit this morning.
Where?
There.
I had a huge zit this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, it was right here, but it's gone now.
Why?
I put some Windex on it.
Wine and champagne are flowing as the reception's in full swing. Sitting at the head table, Tula and Ian are blessed by overjoyed relatives. He and Angelo are showing their moves on the dance floor, and a few elderly male guests are enjoying themselves at the bar. Later, Gus is standing at a microphone.
Hello. Welcome to the Portocallos family, and welcome the Miller family. I was thinking last night, the night before my daughter gonna marry Ian Miller, that you know, the root of the word Miller is a Greek word. And Miller come from the Greek word Milo, which is mean apple. So there you go. As many of you know, our name Portokalos is come from the Greek word portokali, which mean orange. So, okay, here tonight we have apple and orange. We all different, but in the end, we all fruit.
Gus crosses to the happy couple.
My wife and me, we have a gift.
See, that's what we do. The parents, they give a gift.
Oh. Tula and Ian get to their feet.
Here.
Gus hands Ian a piece of paper.
Oh, my God. They bought us a house.
Overcome with emotion, Tula shares a tender embrace with her father. When Gus steps up to Ian and gives him a hug, Rodney and Harriet are moved to tears. Gus steps back, and Maria takes her turn to kiss her daughter and son-in-law. Tula runs over to Vula.
Dear Vula, we're gonna dance.
I don't. Let me get hot.
Okay.
Hey, Tina. I'm gonna be a painter.
Good. You can start with our dance.
This is just a really nice wedding.
Oh, good. We're gonna dance now. Come on.
Oh, no. I think I'll meet Lou Maruso before I do that.
What do you say?
I guess it.
Yeah. Bottoms up.
Harriet downs her ouzo.
All right.
Let's go, Harry.
Come on, Costa.
Hoppa. Right over there.
Vula eyes Ian from Taki's lap.
Oh, Taki. He looks Greek.
Dancing hand in hand in a wide circle and encouraged by the other guests, Tula, Ian, and their families celebrate their big fat Greek wedding.
Γεια σου, Ιαν! Μαζί συνήθηκε ο γαμπρός κι εσύ πεθαίνει
όλοι. Μαζί συνήθηκε ο γαμπρός. Sometimes I'm afraid that it didn't happen. I'm scared that I'll wake up and still be buttering garlic bread, waiting for my life to start. But it did happen. It did. And I figured out some stuff. My family is big and loud, but they're my family. We fight and we laugh, and yes, we roast lamb on a spit in the front yard. And wherever I go, whatever I do, they will always be there.
Ian joins Tula and a little girl on the driveway of their house.
So, Ian and I moved into the house my parents bought us. A minute later, I was pregnant, and 6 years later, it was our daughter's turn to go to Greek school.
Mom, I want to go to Brownies.
I know, but I promise you this. You can marry anybody you want.
Oh, thanks, baby.
Greek school, Pame. What's that mean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
That's pretty good.
Looking good, Gus.
Hi, Dad.
Where are you going?
Greek school.
Yes, sir. Yes.